Iodine.
Uh-huh. Iodine, uh-huh.
And a real bitter medicine people used to take.
Bitter? I don't know.
But, you know, in tonic water, what? Tonic, like gin and tonic, you know what they put in the tonic?
No.
Well, what's a real bitter powder? They give it for malaria sometimes.
Bitter powder.
Uh-huh. Real bitter medicine. Used for malaria.
I just don't know.
Did you ever hear quinine or quinine?
Quinine, yeah. Quinine, yeah.
You never had to take that
or anything? I never had to take it, no.
And
if I had, I'd remember it probably.
Say, if a man was shot and he didn't live, he'd say that he
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Passed away.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
Expired.
What about a crude way of saying that? Or joking?
A joking way. He checked out.
Okay. Anything else?
It killed him. Well, that wouldn't be a joking way, I guess. No, not really.
He said he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet when he died. And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other name?
You mean for the cemetery? Graveyard. Okay. Yeah, the old term, graveyard.
And what they put the body in?
Casket.
Any other names for that?
Coffin.
What's the difference?
None. None whatsoever.
And the ceremony of the cemetery?
Funeral service.
And people are dressed in black.
Well, that's a cemetery. It'd be a graveside service, not a funeral service.
Did you ever hear it called a burying instead of
a
funeral?
A burying, yeah. The colored folks, older colored folks refer to that. We had a burying last week,
uh-huh.
And we're going to funeralize him tomorrow. Funeralize him.
Do you handle business for the colored people here?
No. Uh-huh. We've got 4 funeral homes of their own here. We don't have any colored business.
Has there always been the colored funeral?
Always.
Separate from
always. The used to be 5. One went out of business. 4 now.
How many white people in one time?
2. Only 2.
And the people are dressed in black, you say that they are in
mourning.
What if they just sort of really go into hysterics, lose control over themselves?
You refer to them as being hysterical.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear people say they're really carrying on and taking on?
Carrying on. They're carrying on. That term's popular. Said he really was carrying on up there yesterday. It's not, that's real popular.
And on an average sort of day, if somebody asks you how you're feeling, you say, I'm
pretty good.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, call that?
Rheumatism.
And a disease that children used to get and then die from it, then get blisters on the inside of their throat and then choke up?
A typhoid fever? Smallpox?
No, it's something they get in their throat. It's something they'd be vaccinated against nowadays.
Diphtheria.
Huh?
Diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice.
And when you have a pain down here and have to have an operation?
Appendix.
What do you call the disease? Said he had
appendicitis.
Okay. And